If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. And Brayhead Clan have ended their home games in 2016 with a comfortable 5-0 victory over the Dundee Stars. And with me to reflect on the game is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, is that as comfortable a victory as you've seen here?
Yeah, I think that's easily the best we played, you know, over 60 minutes, especially at home. You know, and it was good. It was good to see. It was good to, you know, kind of get that feel back in the barn that we created for over years. And it was nice that we finally gave a sold-out crowd something to cheer for at home. We've long overdue on that one for them. So a lot of energy in the building, and I think the guys really fed off it.
What pleased you most? I mean, there's so many things to choose from in that game.
Well, obviously the shutout, you know, the D-zone. We've been scoring goals, and we've, you know, I think offensively we're pretty talented and pretty fun to watch. But, you know, defensively... Not just defensively as the six guys, or, you know, it's collectively as a team defense, we haven't been great. And tonight I thought our guys really did a good job shutting down, you know, arguably one of the best transition teams in the league. You know, they're fast. They got some really good skill. They got some real good skill over there. And I thought our guys, our gap control and the way we managed the neutral zone really stopped them from attacking us with any real speed. They were forcing them to dump pucks. I was proud of that. I was happy with the way the guys responded. We've made a couple minor adjustments with the way we want to transition and play. And I thought the guys, for the limited amount of time and video that we put into it, the guys really, they did a great job managing it tonight.
All five goals excellent as well, all different in their own way, but equally good to watch.
Yeah, we've got a lot of confidence right now going with our power play. You know, even when we're not scoring, like Belfast here, we moved the puck and managed it really well, and we connected the one time, but I thought we could have had another one easily or two. And, you know, so power play has been really hot, and then the PK has been slowly getting better, changed a couple things here. And I thought the PK guys, you know, didn't have a ton of work, which is nice, and I thought they did a great job. And, you know, just overall, it was just nice to feel that energy again in the building and the crowd behind you. And I think, you know, the guys honestly really fed off it, and that's kind of the buzz around the room right now, was kind of holy crap. And you got, you know, guys are like RC and saying that, and that's what it should be every game. But that's on us. We gotta make sure that we bring that level of commitment every game, and that compete level, and we know our fans will support us. So today was a step in the right direction. We ended, you know, the year on a good note, and move into the new year here and see what we can do. You know, there's a lot of hockey left. You know, there's 24 games left here in regular season, so a lot of hockey left, and it's getting pretty tight at the top, and it's getting pretty tight in the middle. So we just want to make sure we keep climbing that ladder.
As the coach, is that sort of game that it's a dream for you? You get the hard work done early, and you can afford to sit back and be a little bit comfortable, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think, you know, I moved to the D. Richie started running the forwards. I moved to the D in Edinburgh to have a better view of what's going on in our D zone. And Richie took the load up front, and it was good. I enjoyed it, and I'm going to stay back there and enjoy working from the D zone out. It's something I haven't done in my career, and we decided last in against Edinburgh that maybe we'll just make a switch up here and get a better view of what's going on. I think I'm enjoying it. It gives you more time to really analyze the game, what's going on. It's difficult sometimes when you're just running forward lines. Mm-hmm. You're just running lines, lines, yeah, lines, yeah. And sometimes you're missing a lot of what's going on. And So, but when you get back to the D, it's a bit more calm and you can really analyze. And I've really enjoyed my time, and you get a different perspective, especially from a defensive side. So it's been, it was good, you know, and tonight it's enjoyable back there, and a lot more communication and structure. You can coach a lot more, I guess, is what I'm trying to mumble and say. But yeah, it was a great game. You know, just from the beginning, it had that energy back in the building, you know, and the fans were going, and you can feel that you know, I said I felt like today was going to be a good day for our group, and it was. You know, the guys responded. Now we have, you know, the task of enjoying it tonight, but making sure that we bring it tomorrow. Yep, against, you know, arguably one of the best team in the league right now.
And that's it. It's Belfast tomorrow. You've had a chance, no doubt, to analyse the game here on Boxing Day against them. What have you learned from that game going into tomorrow?
You know, when we watched that game back, I thought for 36 minutes, we were there. You know, we were right with them. We probably went ahead, you know, and that goal got disallowed, and yeah, it's a tight call for Smitty. But yeah, I thought that goal might have pushed us, you know, put us on and got the building going, but it didn't happen. And you know, and then we kind of collapsed, I think, a bit in the third. They exposed us, you know, when we opened up and lengthened the bench. But we got to go. We played well last time in Belfast. We didn't get a result, and, you know, we got to go there and play with confidence. Play with the same structure that we played today, with the same confidence in our zone and all three zones. And, you know, we know that we're power play strong. We know that we got some offense. I think we got 1, 2, 3 leading scores in the league. You know, we can score goals. We just need to manufacture good plays coming out of our zone here and play D first and let the offense take care of itself, and that's kind of our objective here, and tonight was, like I said, a great step in the right direction.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks.